We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. As we've reported over the past couple of days here on Dateline Washington, Israeli voters went to the polls on Tuesday and came back with a split decision. Kadima, or centrist party leader Zippy Livni, gaining 28 seats for her party in the parliament, but 27 seats for the more conservative Likud party. And now it's up to one of them to form a coalition government. But how exactly will that work? For answers, we bring in Josh Goodman once again, a director of research at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies here in Washington. And Josh, thanks for your time.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Greg.
Traditionally, it's the party that gets the most seats that has the first crack at forming a coalition government. I guess that would be Livni. Is that how you expect it to play out here?
Well, that's traditionally how it is in the Israeli political system. The party with the most seats gets the first stab at forming a government. In truth, the Constitution really states that it is the party that has the best chance of forming a coalition government, and they determine that, the president determines that, by polling all of the parties in the next Knesset, and they recommend one leader to be the next prime minister. It doesn't look like, at this point, that Tzipi Livni is going to be given the shot to form the government. Right now, the way the results have panned out, it seems that the right-wing bloc has about 64 seats in the next Knesset, which means they have a much better shot at forming a government than Tzipi Livni, who is more inclined to form a coalition with the left-wing bloc and left-wing parties than she is with the extreme right, who seem to have a very substantial position in the next Knesset.
So that suggests that Netanyahu then will return as prime minister, and given the support he's going to need from even more conservative or more right-wing parties there in Israel, how will that affect his approach when it comes to various policies, particularly the Palestinians and the Middle East peace process?
Well, if Netanyahu forms a government that is exceptionally right-wing and relies heavily on these right-wing parties, I think the peace process will pretty much stop. I don't think there'll be much progress there. Avigdor Lieberman and some of the religious parties have made their positions very clear that they are against the peace process, against ceding territory to Jerusalem, to the Palestinians. Although Avigdor Lieberman has changed his tone a little bit over the last few months, he has now said he is in favor of a two-state solution, as to before when he wouldn't acknowledge that a two-state solution was part of the equation, hinting that he was in favor of transferring Palestinians out of the West Bank and out of Gaza and creating a unified Israel. So in terms of the Palestinian issue, there will definitely be a much harder tone. I think the rhetoric will be harsher towards Iran as well. Avigdor Lieberman, who's going to hold a very significant position in this next government, has made very strong statements towards Iran, including suggesting that Israel should bomb as soon as possible. So I think you will hear a different tone coming out of Israel right now.
What can we expect in terms of a reaction? If, in fact, again, we're speculating a little bit here, but it looks as though Netanyahu will be the next prime minister, how will that impact the actions and language from folks like Hamas, like Mahmoud Abbas, and maybe even some of the other neighbors?
Well, for Hamas, this is the best-case scenario. They were hoping that Netanyahu would win because that would stall the peace process and it would put a lot of the blame on the Israeli side. President Abbas was very much in favor of a Tzipi Livni government. He, in a way, endorsed her. And so this will definitely hurt the peace process. Now, there is a chance, and there are stories circulating in the Israeli press, that Netanyahu will try to bring Kadima into the government. A report suggested that they will offer Kadima the foreign ministry and the defense ministry, the two most coveted cabinet positions outside of the prime ministership. And so they will offer them that in the hopes of forming this unity government with Netanyahu at the head of it. And if that's the case, then I think the influence of a party like Avigdor Lieberman and the right will be slightly diminished, and you may see maybe a softer tone coming out of the government and maybe the hope that the peace process could continue.
About a minute left with Josh Goodman of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. And Josh, we've obviously seen President Obama trying to go down both roads in terms of the Middle East policy, saying Israel has the right to defend itself. The Palestinian people, though, need a way forward as well. What's the relationship likely to be between Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Obama?
Well, I think you're going to see a lot of pressure from the United States on the settlement issue. In fact, there are reports suggesting that the U.S. is going to withhold $1 billion in aid if Israel doesn't stop building settlements, and the Netanyahu government is unlikely to stand up towards the settlements, especially if Avigdor Lieberman has as prominent a position as some are suggesting he will. He is very much in favor of settlement expansion, not just the current established ones, but even building new ones. So you could actually see this being an issue between the U.S. and Israel.
Last 10 seconds, how soon should we expect a coalition government to be formed here?
I think we'll probably hear a decision as to who will be invited to form the government within the next week or so, but then they have 45 days to form the government from then. So it could be a few months before we really know what's going on.
So you and I will probably be talking again. Josh, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Josh Goodman is Director of Research at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies here in Washington. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Remember to check out the best of Dateline Washington on the web, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.